Hey, that's Andrew from NerdThat.com, aka Darth Crunnell, here with Simon, aka the Bat Computer Database, and John, the Amiibo Master. And this is the first official episode of the Rebel Base. We kind of done goofed earlier.
Yeah, we all remember what happened last time.
Well, you guys don't, because it was deleted, but, you know, we recorded that about 3 weeks ago, and we done goofed, and,
It was a pretty good podcast, so.
It was great. So, this podcast, it's going to be a fluent conversation. We have some ideas we're talking about, including Gravity Falls, some new films, just nerd stuff overall. So, once again, we got Simon.
That is my name.
And John.
Don't call me John, call me Bodacious T.
Who's gonna call you that?
No one will ever call you that.
Yeah. If they do, you will live a lonely and sad life.
Right? I mean, he already does, so.
Ouch. Ouch.
What'd you say?
Oh, Snapple.
What?
Oh, Snapple.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, as you can see, this is what the podcast is going to be about. It's pretty darn horrible.
Watch your language, son.
We're trying to keep this PG here. PG friendly.
We'll go PG-13 if we have to.
At dark times, you know, like something Cthulhu from the depths of hell.
Yeah, sometimes I have to mention the fire dolls of hell. It's like a reactionary thing.
Like, Simon, how was your day at school? Only Cthulhu can ask me that from the fiery depths of hell!
I summon thee from the bowels of the underworld.
I did that in, gym.
You called upon the dark powers of Cthulhu to help you do the sit and reach test.
And I got 13 of 13, which is really good.
Yeah, but that's also the unlucky number.
Don't forget when the devil possessed you and whenever you drank
You drank Arnold Palmer and you started attacking a student.
No need to bring that up. So, first off, we're just gonna lead off with, the thing we're most excited about, and that
Halloween?
Is our...
I love Halloween.
Yeah, that's actually a better topic, so let's lead off with that.
No, wait. What about...
Okay, we'll lead off with that then, fine. So, as you know, on Monday the 26th, is it?
Yeah, 26th.
Was the episode, I guess...
Weird Mageddon Part 1. It has a more formal name, but it's, like, cryptic message.
That... Weird Mageddon is more fun to say.
Yeah, yes, Weird Mageddon Part 1.
Episode, give me a second, I need to look that up. But
that Mad Max scene, though.
That Mad
Max
scene.
Discount Road Warriors.
No, Discount Auto Warriors.
Road Warriors sounds better.
I like Road Warriors.
But they're called Discount Auto Warriors.
I think we're not going to point out the fact that Toby Determined does not smell like a human person.
Or that Rumble is back.
That's why he had to steely.
Okay, so this is actually episode 38 of Gravity Falls. So hopefully they get renewed, just like Rick and Morty did for season 3 already.
Yeah. Gasp. Are they gonna have some sort of celebration for their 40th episode? Should do that.
Well,
also,
if the Weird Mageddon Part 2 is the series finale, which I don't... Or the series finale. Season finale, which I don't think it will be. They would hit 39 episodes. Kind of like Community Day. They were like 95 when they got canceled, when they got renewed. Me at 200.
I thought that was...
Could I just say one thing? Time Baby is living.
I have a question.
She's dead.
No. Yeah. Like, in the crypto mess...
What
did it say?
Time Baby lives.
By the way, this is spoiler heavy. So, yeah.
Spoiler heavy? Yeah. Rip Time Baby.
Well, technically, it's a Time Baby, so he probably teleported down somewhere in time for the planet.
Yeah. But that does mean
like how they did with the mistress in Doctor Who Season 8.
And they just left blind in there.
Yeah, that also does mean that they probably killed dozens...
My body is a temple! How dare you!
They probably killed killed dozens of time agents, including Peter Dinklage, so...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just no mic here. That little rumble. Don't mind that.
Speaking of rumble...
Transition...
Yeah, rumble is back. I don't think anyone is, like, taking that, like, seriously. I like Rumble.
I like Rumble, too. Yeah. You know what I noticed? In the scene where Dipper is, like, standing on the cliff looking over all the chaos that's going on, Cthulhu is there, wreaking havoc. Supposedly from the dark bowels of hell.
This is the third time the dark bowels of hell have been mentioned, and the second time for Cthulhu.
But
and,
this is the serious...
In literally under 5 minutes.
This is a serious thing. He was there in the background wreaking havoc. He also appeared in The Simpsons recently.
Recently. So was Jason Michael Myers in the Treehouse of Horror number 26, maybe?
It wasn't in the recent one.
Something. I don't watch.
Also, Alex Hirsch has confirmed that someone will die
I'm going with Wendy.
Not Seuss.
I'm thinking it's Gideon. I mean, come on, he's facing all. It would be much more dramatic.
But why would a cartoon kill off a child? That's a little too much.
He's a psychopath.
But anyway, I'm still making an answer. I'm just on mic again.
What if they killed off Bud Gleeful? Like, he shows up during the fight, like, Gideon, no, it's too dangerous, and he gets shot somehow.
I'm just gonna fix the mic again, so if you hear rumble, you don't mind that at all. I'm just trying to get everything set up again. Okay, I'm going, if they had to have tension, and she had, like, Gideon, to put it in, like a sitcom or, like, a drama series manner, Gideon is part of the supporting cast. He's a recurring role. He's not a main character.
He's the creeper of the show.
Well, really, he was a main character in season one.
This Mike's being
and
a little butt.
He has been a somewhat of an influence in season two.
They defeated him by tickling him.
Yeah.
But, this Mike's being a little butt, so if you hear that, just don't mind. I'm about to give up on it. There you go. I give up on it now. I hate this Mike so much. Okay. Stay there. Okay. I would say if they want to have tension, actually, and make something... What's a Gideon? I like Gideon, but if you died, I guess it would be kind of a little bit tension for Mabel. It would have kind of had some dramatic scenes to it. I think Wendy would be the one to kill off. Because I think so. That would... sacrifice to save Dipper. I think that'd
or,
be... Or Mabel.
What if...
I
what
think
if,
that'd work the best.
What if Alex Hirsch has been to the dark side of the fan base... And to the light side of the fan base, and he knows all the ships that are going on. So he decides to kill Pacifica to crush the souls of everyone.
Well, I mean, I could see it working.
I mean, her dad's like all screwed up now.
Her dad. I hope they don't fix him because I don't like him.
I don't think anybody does.
His last words would have probably just been him dinging the bell. Like ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Don't mind that. We just paused recording for a second. Oh my gosh! Why does it keep doing that? There you go.
We made humor jokes about Pacifica's dad and his last words.
Oh, there you go. There you go. We fixed it. Okay. Anyone else how Louis? You guys don't really know kind of comedians that well, but Louis C.K. a really funny stand-up was.
He was the hand with the head with the.
The arm, whatever thing.
Anyone want to get into my mouth?
Sir, would you not mind getting into my mouth, sir?
Why are you ignoring me?
Hey, that's very rude of you.
Why would you do that? That's rude. Come on.
Oh, God, yeah. I saw another topic to bring up, too, but later on, I'll save it later.
Yeah, that's your topic.
I'll see you later on. One Security Falls recap. First, we do every episode of the show, we're going to start off with some recaps of the shows that have aired this previous week. I have not got a chance to watch Star Wars Rebels because I pretty much went to bed. Really early. Well,
yeah, it doesn't sound like you.
Yeah, I usually up night owl, but I played Fallout Shelter and fell asleep on my phone, so.
Andrew, I have a question. You're probably the person who knows the most out of this, all three of us. I have stopped watching Arrow, but from what I can tell, they are bringing in Matt Ryan as Constantine for a.
First, before you get into transition to that, final thoughts on the episode? On Guardian Falls?
I think it was pretty bodacious.
Gee.
they'll never call you that, John.
I know.
It sounds like a punk rock band from the 80s. Yeah. Bodacious T.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like Bill and Ted would have been.
Yeah. I actually just renamed my YouTube channel after that.
Oh my god.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to plug it?
What?
Like, say its name. Oh,
Bodacious T. Yeah. And right now it's not really good.
Do you have any videos though?
I do have videos. I just like post them from my Wii U because I don't have a capture card. Like I have. One of them is the KKK takes Neo Bowser City. So.
Back it up.
Do you film your TV or are you actually?
No, it's like a highlight reel.
Oh yeah. I seen someone do some of those on Smash Bros. Mario Kart.
I think you showed me one of those when we were.
I make some channel art for you if you want.
Oh no, I already have it as Bodacious T.
I'll
make a better one.
I'll Photoshop Bodacious D into it and make Bodacious D gameplay or Nintendo gameplay for you. I'll make a whole thing for you.
Could you just have Toby determine like standing from an explosion?
Well, I do not have like the, you know how like some of them have like wallpapers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your knees must be pretty tired from jumping to conclusions.
Razzle dazzle, everyone.
This, this is what my life has become.
Yeah, final verdict, I give the episode a 9 out of 10. Beautiful animation, some
The only thing I didn't like about it is the whole thing just seemed like it was on drugs.
That's not really a problem. I kind of wish they'd have kept Ford around a little bit longer in that episode.
Oh yeah, and he was off.
Oh, that intro, man.
Oh yeah,
the credits.
It reminded me of you know how when Game Theory.
Giddy ow!
No, when Game Theory had the
I didn't watch it, so you know. No, I'm not sure.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, I know. I didn't watch that. I watched Game Theory, but I didn't watch that.
Yeah, it's he gets most of his review, most of the people like it. I think it's good, but I'm not really a fan of Five Nights at Freddy's.
I played the first game. Didn't play anyone else.
I haven't played any of them.
The fourth game isn't very good, from what I can tell.
I've heard the fourth game's good. The first one's good. The second one's okay, and the third one's bad. That's what I've heard. Well,
I've watched some people play the third game, and I'm not a big fan of it.
I guess no one's caught me and my Mike and Sully cosplaying as Yoda and Chewbacca with Darth Vader in the background t-shirt.
Well, they can't see your t-shirt.
I know, I meant those two.
Cool t-shirt.
Compliment me. It feeds my ego.
Well, I'm wearing my Space Time Doctor's t-shirt.
I am wearing a gray sweater.
I'm wearing my giant-sized X-Men t-shirt with all the doctors on it.
It's a very nice t-shirt. Because there's only four doctors in it. I hit the mic. Five. Oh, all of them back in. I hit the mic because I'll really see
it. I'm wearing a brown or gray sweater.
Colorblind much?
last time I was here, I was wearing a Zelda shirt.
Yeah, last time I was here, I was wearing, I think, my Rocket and Groot t-shirt.
Yes, you were.
I like that a lot.
Well, they didn't see that, so. That's what my Joker had.
Well, we spent almost 2 minutes just talking about our shirts.
Yeah.
That was not 2 minutes.
It felt like it. It felt like a long time.
What I was just gonna say. Okay, sorry, that's a cool interception thing. Okay, Matt Ryan and Constantine. I follow Arrow still. I watch reviews of it, but I do not watch the show anymore. I stopped watching the fourth season.
Oh, really? I did not see that coming.
Yeah, third season was not good.
Yeah, I heard that. I've seen a lot of memes about the third season.
I stuck through it. It felt like a big fan fiction.
It seemed, yeah. The same thing's happening with me in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm not really into it anymore.
If season three of
Arrow? Really? Oh, I thought you loved Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's okay. It's getting actually better. In my opinion. They just made the episode of where Gemma was, it was pretty much like The Martian, but with Gemma Simmons. She ran into this character, Will, and apparently that's a love interest thing going on there.
I thought her and Simmons were a thing. I don't know.
And Simmons?
Yes.
He's still trapped there, and now they're trying to get him back.
Oh, so Fitz is there now, too.
No, he's not there. It's only Will there right
now. Will.
He's been trapped there for 2001, and I've been waiting, and I was waiting
since 2001?
Yeah, since 2001. And I was waiting for him to, for Gemma to, catch him up on times.
Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
We get to run, a Star Wars, Rocky, and stuff like that.
Steve Jobs is dead. No.
Wait, that's in the show?
No, it's not.
Okay.
That would be hilarious.
I need to see Steve Jobs. I'm going to see it this weekend. Mm-hmm. I forgot. So, nerd that fan, review will be up this weekend.
I want to see Crimson Peak.
Oh, yeah, the next episode also looks good. Pretty much everyone now hates Ward. Everybody hates Ward. Yeah.
Everybody ate Chris, Walking Dead reference. It actually leads to a trend. No,
I didn't even watch The Walking Dead, but I understand that.
So Arrow, I lost interest after the third season. I'm considering getting back in the fourth because I know what's happening. But I'm watching this week, by the time you see this, we're going to start on a Thursday. I will be watching Arrow again. I don't know if it's weekly, because I watch The Flash now. Mainly because I watched The Flash before, I watch it again now. Arrow and The Flash kind of transit. I didn't like The Flash season that much, but that was okay. The Trickster episodes were great, Krill Grodd. I was still watching it, though. But now that they have, King Shark, it's a really great show. But, they have John Constantine with Matt Ryan, was saying, and I'm definitely giving that a shot because I love Constantine, love a Hellblazer, love Justice League Dark, so I'm really interested to see how they betray him in the show. There's a 30-second or 25-second little teaser they released today, and I cannot wait to see how he's portrayed on the show.
I mean, in the best case scenario, I really hope they bring back the series, because
It's not.
I know, I wish they did, because I love Constantine, I love the Hellblazer comics, I have a whole big collection of them. Also, we were this close to a Dr. Fate TV appearance! But he died. I don't want to see him die, alright?
Oh yeah.
But he died. He's dead now.
We're having a little board meeting right here.
I mean, rest in peace, Dr. Fate. I didn't like that. They also killed off Sandman.
We're gonna have a little.
One of my favorites.
I didn't watch Smallville, so I watched the first season.
Rip Sandman, alright?
So we're gonna have a little board meeting right here. Do you want this to air on a Friday or Wednesday?
Friday's more of like a casual day.
Let's go on Friday then. Go. So I'll edit this tonight.
Casual Friday the 13th.
I guess we'll put some stuff together today. I'll put the opening in tonight. Okay, hopefully I still. Oh shoot, where did I put that picture? Okay, I got it still. You guys have to approve some pictures too for the cover of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've got something to say.
What?
So, guys, this doesn't have to do with much. Halloween is coming up.
Wait! Before we hit this, I can tell it's been eating you to. I don't know. Let's talk about The Walking Dead for a second.
Oh no.
Was that a pun that it was eating me?
It was trying to be a pun, but I didn't think it through.
It bombed us almost as much as the Goops Bumps jokes.
That week was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. It's just like most of the jokes bombed.
Just for Christopher Nerd That fan, I was going to review that, but I am too lazy.
So. You know what I don't understand about the Goops Bumps movie? I haven't seen it yet, but from what the trailers, though, there's like, from what I can tell, there's like four main characters. Jack Black, the main character's love interest, and the main character's best friend, who basically seems brain dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's can't say the word, he's pretty much looking for a girlfriend the whole movie, gets his girl in the end, and you know Superbad and Neighbor is capturing a dragon, this is the end, and Kick-Ass.
Yeah, they showed him in the trailer, and he's basically mentally disabled, like he opens up a soda can while the wolf is there, or something.
Something nice, Simon.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, but pretty much, he didn't hear, but whatever, he's stupid still. If this came out about 2008, he would be played by Christopher, what's his name? Christopher Mintz Plasse, you know, from Superbad and Role Models and Hatching a Dragon and Kick-Ass, some of that. He was like the nerdy, like kind of, it's McLovin. Yeah, he would be portrayed by him completely. There's no doubt about it. It's a fun movie, just check it out.
Yeah.
It's fun, entertaining. Okay, like a 7.
I honestly, like, one of the only jokes I, laughed at was, like, from that guy. He was like, I remember when I was on a swing set, being pushed, thinking this was the end.
That's
there is one joke, there's a few jokes that got me.
That's one level of humor. Yeah.
I forgot which one.
Most of the good jokes were already used in the previews.
And it was from Jack Black. Jack Black was good. I usually do not love Jack Black, like him Kung Fu Panda and Bernie. School of Rock. Hey,
School of Rock was good.
Yeah, I just said like School of Rock. I liked him, but the kind of weird accent times, I don't understand that.
Oh, yeah.
This has been a quick Nerd That review of Goosebumps 2015 in theaters now.
I don't think. Why'd you have to say 2015? I don't think you would review Goosebumps like a year after it came out.
Well, I did Evil Dead 2 and Aliens, so.
Okay, that was like 30. That was a couple years ago.
Those were like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I think Aliens was 1984, Evil Dead 2 was 1984, too.
Both of those are
on Blu-ray, right over there in my shelf.
Personally, those are both part of the cases where the sequel is better than the original.
I can second that. Yes, I can second that. Same with Terminator 2, 22 Jump Street, Empire Strikes Back.
If you don't count that,
Godfather.
There's a couple exceptions, and that would be Iron Man 2, Thor 2.
What? Wait, what?
There are exceptions to that rule. Like Iron Man 2 wasn't as best, wasn't as good as
Thor
2 wasn't as good as Thor.
No, usually the thing is that the sequels are worse than the original. That's usually the exception.
I usually think the sequels are better than the original. In some cases. Like you said, Terminator 2, Aliens, Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, okay, so trying to session Walking Dead. I thought we had talked about Goosebumps and Alien.
Are you going to go and do a rant about how Glenn isn't really dead?
Yes, I am.
It's
my backpack. Oh, my backpack's too far away. I can't get out here.
This is almost as bad as the Crutchy movie.
Hey,
the Crutchy movie is not bad, all right?
Why are you holding my gift card?
We're not going to get into the Crutchy movie.
So, that's an inside joke. I will probably explain it at a later date. Glenn Rhee, spoilers here. So, Glenn Rhee from The Walking Dead, season 6, episode 3, Thank You. He is on top of a dumpster with Nicholas, one of the worst characters. I said a good character, but I hate his guts. Nicholas decides to pull a gun to his head, and says thank you, shoots himself in the head, and knocks Glenn to horde of zombies. First on the site, Nicholas, okay, what you meant is, I'm an idiot, I got about 15 people killed, you made me feel better about myself, because I'm technically a murderer and an idiot, but you made me feel like I'm a nice guy, I can do good things, so now I'm going to screw you over my body's going to fall into you while you're in shock, and you're going to fall in a horde of zombies. See, but Glenn's not dead. There is proof of him on set filming with Jesus, aka Paul Monroe.
Okay, I forgot that Jesus was a character in The Walking Dead, and I thought there was some kind of, like, heaven scene where he's talking to Jesus.
Oh, Glenn. Nicholas.
Would it be like Bruce Almighty? Bruce Almighty.
All of us. I love that movie.
Isn't that the thing where Morgan Freeman plays God?
Yeah, Jim Carrey's really great in that. It's got time for a commercial break. Wait a second.
Back from that short commercial break.
That you did not feel because it was edited out. So we said.
You'll never hear what we said.
It was all about you. We're talking about you behind your back.
You're secretly a nerd.
Our one listener.
Oh. There's one listener?
It's probably my grandma. She's an avid fan.
She collects all of the merchandise.
And John's grandma and Simon's grandma. So we have 3 fans now.
They buy all the merchandise.
Yeah. Which is just small
keychains.
Don't forget my grandma from my dad's side too.
In a paper mache mask.
My grandma from my dad's side. My grandma from my dad's side is dead.
It's okay.
Okay, you don't care. You don't care.
I really don't care.
We're making paper masks out of his face.
No, it's you don't. All right,
so
that would be a little scary.
I'll tell you later. So he was on set filming Jesus. When he fell, you could see Nicholas's shirt was covering him. Which was pretty good, so you know that he's being covered with something. It's Nicholas's shirt. Intestines are not in your upper chest, but they appear to be ripped out from. I had a whole list, but there's a few reasons why Glenn is alive. So that's a quick little recap. You didn't care. You want to talk about Nintendo for a second before we get into the main topic of today, which is Halloween.
I just want to say, like, it might actually be confirmed already. So the Smash ballot ended, like, beginning of this month, and I just wanted you guys' opinion on,
who will be in the game?
King K. Rool has it in the bag.
Yeah,
King K. Rool.
King K. Rool and Banjo-Kazooie.
But, Banana Slamma.
But also, someone found that there is actually room for six DLC.
It better not be Wolf.
Six more DLC characters.
We know one of them's going to be Wolf, because apparently.
I feel like Wolf will be back, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. I really don't like him.
If
they're bringing back Brawl characters, bring back Snake. I mean, Phantom Pain's doing great right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Breaking records.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Wait, before we talk about this, you know that Microsoft thinks that,
that Tomb Raider can stand up against Fallout 4? Absolutely not.
I played New Vegas in 3. I'm a fan of the series.
No, it's like Lara's crotch is just standing there, and then, like, there's just, like, a landslide.
There's a nuclear bomb going off in the distance.
A landslide of the new Fallout beers hitting her in the head.
Are those real?
A landslide of bottle caps.
I support them.
No, a landslide of bottle caps.
But kids, remember, drink responsibly. Over the age of 21, at least.
Cross-promotion, or...
Not promotion at all. Sponsored by Fallout Beer. The best beer for your nuclear bunker.
Ah, finally.
I have to get close to the mic to seem more special.
Finally, I can stop stocking up on Budweiser for the apocalypse.
The commercial break. Sorry for the interruption, guys. Sorry, we just had a interruption.
Once again, you'll never hear what we said.
So pre-planned. This is the first podcast. Go with some slack, guys. If you really want to be mean, then just be mean. Don't say it to our face. Try in the comments.
We can take the criticism. Give it to us straight.
Come to our house.
Like they bust through.
She
the
won't tell you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm not telling them where I live.
So, telling them our house? 541 Malibu Point. I'll leave the door unlocked.
Was that an Iron Man reference?
Yes, it very much was.
Nice. Took me a second to realize that. But, yeah, so, Nintendo Direct. I think Snake, or Big Boss, either one of those, Naked Snake, or you want to say, Tim Prince's Big Boss, has a high chance of getting in, because the creator of Metal Gear Solid, Hideo Kojima or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, Snake and the Ice Climbers I'd like back.
Oh, the Ice Climbers, I forgot about them. Never been a big fan of them. But,
When you're good with the chain grab, you dominate.
Oh, you want to hear a fun fact? The Ice Climbers is actually a censored game.
Really? Because
you know how they club the ice monsters?
Yeah.
In the original game, they were clubbing baby seals. that didn't fly very well with the public.
Why would it? Do you have any more characters?
The one problem with the ice climb. Well, of course, Ridley. I need my boy.
Oh my god.
I thought Roy was your boy.
Is Roy no longer your boy?
No, it's just Ridley is my pet dragon.
You do not have that level of controlling Ridley.
I don't.
Also, just a quick little plug
no
for
one
a second.
Can control Ridley.
So, quick plug for us. If you're watching us on YouTube, subscribe to Bodacious T, nerdthat.com, or go to our site, nerdthat.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/nerdthat, or a link or something like that. I don't know. It's a bunch of numbers now, I think.
Support your local Silver Shamrock store.
Wait, why is there?
They're having a huge sale on all novelty masks.
Okay. Or check us out on iTunes.
A joke that only I will find funny.
Yeah, I saw it in your bio. Or subscribe to us on iTunes, rate and like. Yep, there we go. Okay. So, I would say I want Funky Kong.
He's my favorite of the DK crew.
Well, or Cranky Kong or Dixie Kong. As you know, Donkey Kong Country is my favorite Nintendo game series.
Or you know who they could bring back? The cult classic character. Candy Kong's boss from the Donkey Kong TV show, aka Hitler Kong.
What? Is that for the thing?
No, but he's got like a Hitler stash.
Yeah.
Is it Donkey Kong TV show?
Yeah, it's really bad 90s computer animation. That's where the whole banana slam thing come from. That's his catchphrase. And Candy Kong has a boss who tries to hit on her and he looks like Hitler Kong.
Well, I mean.
Is it like a J. Jonah Jameson Hitler stash?
The guy who played Donkey Kong had a really good singing voice.
There were a lot of musical numbers in every song.
Yeah.
And Funky Kong didn't look like Funky Kong.
Wait, is Cranky Kong in it, and Diddy?
Yeah. They're all in it. It's the whole DK crew.
Except
for Tiny Kong. I don't think she was around.
Is it like a J. Jonah Jameson type stash, or is it
It's been a while since I've seen the show. Is it like a...
We are in a noise location right now, so we're going to get some better recording systems for the second or third episode, as well as more microphones.
You'll never hear what we're saying.
As well as more microphones. So, yeah. So ballot smash ballot. I don't want it, but I feel like someone from Sonic will be in there.
Oh God, the only person from Sonic that I'll support is Knuckles.
I agree with that. Yeah. He's actually good because that's like a fighting character or Shadow. I could do Shadow.
I could go with Tails.
Or isn't what's the pink one's name again? Like Amy.
I don't like Amy.
No, don't do Amy.
Isn't she?
Notice how her name is Amy Rose, Doctor Who.
Sonic came out before Doctor Who.
Three Sides of a Triangle.
Sonic came out before Doctor Who.
Well, I mean, it came out before those two were created.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so.
Have you guys seen that, all the Nintendo the X-Files?
No, I've seen the first episode of the first season.
The X-Files.
So then I got interrupted while watching the second episode, and I kind of, my mind just kind of blanked out.
That's to do with every show. You did The Walking Dead, Arrow, Flash, Gotham.
Hey, I got to the Arrow episode where it's like, you have failed the city. I saw that.
That was like the second episode.
No, it wasn't. It was like the seventh episode.
What happened to Dennis? He's keeping called Green Arrow now.
I've also caught up on The Flash. I'm on like the 14th episode.
Because they have all Netflix now, right?
Yeah.
Alright, now, could I talk about the Direct?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So, Tatsumi Kimishima has confirmed that before the end of this year, there will be a Nintendo Direct.
So before 2016 reaches us, and hopefully before the episode 7, gracious my tiny presence in life, I will probably be in tears. Think about it. I'm actually tearing up. I'm tearing up right now. I have no idea why. Watch Star Wars episode 7 makes me tear up. Oh boy, wow, that's
Ms.
weird.
Ms. Walker, can we watch the Star Wars trailer?
Please.
Shout out.
To Ms. W. Oh, no idea why that made me tear up right now. Oh god. Well, we'll watch it again after.
Yeah.
This happened, actually. Ooh, I want to start tearing up for a second. That's weird.
Yeah, don't start crying in the
middle. But also, I want to talk about how why I think Triforce Heroes is very, very stupid.
We've all heard your opinions on the matter, John.
I'm not actually, so first, entertain
Princess,
me.
Princess Styla, the reason she is no longer allowed to wear nice clothes.
That's the curse.
Yeah.
It's a pretty damaging curse.
I know.
Think about it.
I know. And then, two, there are Doge references.
Hey, you can never go wrong with Doge. He's like the cuddly.
No, it's Doge. I don't know.
He's
Doge.
Like the cuddly
like
meme
the Doge,
lord.
Like, you know, the Doge memes?
Yeah. I thought it was Doge.
He's the lord of the internet.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least it wasn't Splatoon. That's annoying.
I don't know what that is. Splatoon,
the TV commercials.
One of the bosses in Triforce Heroes should be a kid who can turn into a squid.
No, one of the bosses should be Purple Link.
Do the Inklings have any chance to be in Smash Bros, I think?
I think in the new one. They need some air to breathe before.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them in the new one. They just came out too soon.
Yeah.
Are they making a new Smash Bros?
Probably, yeah.
I hope so.
I heard this would be the last one I heard.
It might be the last one that Sakurai makes.
That's true.
Because Sakurai's sort of getting tired with the series.
Yeah, but Nintendo kind of owns it, so.
Yeah.
I still want better player.
Yeah, that's a stupid rumor. Like, ending Smash Bros.
You can't end Smash Bros. It's going to be like...
That would be like...
It's going to be like the Harry Potter movies. You think you're done, then wham, there's a ninth movie.
Because they're making a new one.
Oh yeah, they're making a new one.
I'm a little confused and concerned by that, because
they're also making new books.
Because that was, you know, like the perfect ending to the series right there, that you just threw down the drain, just like you're doing with Toy Story 4. That was a beautiful ending to the series. Please don't ruin it.
Because Toy Story 4 is going to be a coming of age story, correct? Well, you have to agree with me
that Toy Story 3 was like a beautiful ending
to
the series.
Not John Lasseter, John, can't remember his name. It might be John Lasseter. No, it's not John Lasseter.
It's like the best possible way they could have ended that franchise, and now they're making another one. Down the drain, too.
With a Bonnie, her name is, right?
Yeah,
Bonnie.
Plus, the, like, the
They
countless...
already made some shorts about her, like, there's the Parasaurus Rex.
I was waiting for, what to come on. What was the name to come on?
Toy Story of Terror.
Yeah, I was waiting for something to come on ABC, and that popped
up.
Yeah,
Toy Story of Terror.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know why I was watching ABC.
It was probably last year. That's when Toy Story of Terror came out.
Well, there's a new one. They got stuck in a motel or something like that.
That was it.
Yeah, that was Aaron. I was waiting for something. I don't remember what it was. Oh, no, I was waiting for Gravity Falls there, and that was on Disney XD. That's what it was. That's what it was. I'm not watching ABC. They usually air ABC.
Oh, yeah, I remember. They did announce it during Gravity Falls once.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But anyway,
Yeah, Nintendo Direct. I don't watch those. You watch those. Like, are they live? Kind of like...
Yeah, they are. It's just I never get them when they're live.
Because like, in Japan?
It's during school.
Oh, okay, yeah, because in Japan. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, and then also, Retro Studios is working on a game that's not Metroid Prime or Donkey Kong Country. It's going to be completely original. I'm really excited.
Say the studio name again?
Retro Studios.
Oh, okay, I think about Rareware, but they're Microsoft now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rareware made... One of the best Donkey Kong games, Donkey Kong Country.
I had the number Super Nintendo over there.
Me too. I've got all three of them on my Super Nintendo.
I've not played the new one, Tropical Freeze. I heard
me neither.
Good.
I bought the first one, but then not the second one.
I heard mm-hmm. Tropical Freeze is pretty good though. So
I think the second one just hit you. The first one just hit you with like, wham, nostalgia. Wham, you gotta buy it because it's nostalgia, your favorite game.
And Tropical Freeze is like returning. It's like a return to form of like a story kind of.
Well, really, that was Donkey Kong Country Returns.
It did return. It was a pretty fun game.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about getting Tominashi Live. Is that worth it?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I got a hold of my sister's Tominashi save file, and now I am in a band. I'm in a rock band with John Cena and Danny DeVito.
Simon, what did you do?
What do you think I did? I made John Cena, I made Danny DeVito, then I put ourselves in a musical group.
You should replace Danny DeVito with John Stamos and make your name John Person, and then make John Person, John Cena.
John Cubed. You have three Johns.
Yeah, John Cubed
the
there.
The three Johns. Oh,
that's an alarm. That's
pretty alarming. My life is in shambles.
Hey, this is the Nick Show. We didn't start a laugh track right there.
Those laugh tracks were made in the 50s. You're listening to dead people laughing.
That was pretty funny. So you guys not seen the X-Files, so I'm the leading X-Files expert here, but,
X-Files... Are you gonna whistle into the microphone?
I might mess it up. Why not?
Something
bad. Ghostbusters fell.
Just started whistling.
Rise.
He couldn't take it, so I just, like...
jumped off my shelf.
Goodbye!
You can't see the setup right now. We got the laptops, and above me, my Blu-ray player, Ghostbusters. And I watch the shelves and Amiibos up there, so the Ghostbuster jumped out next to Ray Stance and Ecto-1.
Rip.
Mm-hmm. I remember when that Wario Amiibo was mine.
The Wario, but you traded it for a Game Boy Advance.
It's worth
it. I still don't regret that decision.
Yeah, why should you? Yeah, I didn't use my Game Boy Advance anymore, and I'd have an extra one, so that's why I traded to him.
And he wants Wario.
I have guilty pleasure for Wario.
Didn't you describe him as a millionaire who has adventures?
I called him as a millionaire, short person, elf, who's probably an alcoholic in some way.
He's a henchman.
He's probably an alcoholic in some way. He played Wario Land. I love Wario Land.
One thing where he had a skate park.
On my GameCube. No, not Wario Land.
I played Wario's Woods on Amiibo Tap.
Wario's Woods has some kind of cult thing.
Do you dare? Who dares enter Wario's Woods?
Who dares come to Wario's Woods?
There's something in Cthulhu from the Dark Bowels of Hell. Oh my God. That's gonna be the subject now.
Cthulhu. Amachi Maro Macho Mababa. Welcome to Wario's Woods.
Wait, I can actually recite pages from the Necronomicon. Nigglyph Malfang Cthulhu Vela Wanga Flanga Flan.
Completely wrong.
No, I didn't. Read those books.
Sorry, the microphone was paused when he attacked the microphone.
I was recording the Necronomicon.
I can repeat the ghost.
You can't.
Ancient sins. Ancient sins.
Dude, what the heck happened to that show?
I know.
I don't know.
Like, in the first season, he's like, oh no, I'm a hot dog. Second episode, Ancient Sins.
I don't know what show you're talking about.
Gravity Falls.
Oh.
The Northwest Manor Mystery.
Oh.
Yeah, and the animals are bleeding out of their eyes and screaming Ancient Sins.
I was
zoning. Dude, he got drowned in a mudslide and an axe got shoved through his head.
I was zoning out, so then all I heard.
Just that episode, too.
I zoned out, so all I heard was, what happened to that show? I'm a hot dog, Ancient Sins. I was that confused what was happening for a second.
It's a pretty weird show.
Yeah, I zoned out completely, so that's all
I
was...
I was watching Weird Beginning Part 1 again, and then my mom was just like, this show is weird.
That's what my mom thinks exactly, too.
I'd like to take a minute to talk to you about the main event. Alright?
Wait.
If we're not...
X-Files, I was...
You were whistling into the camera.
Not camera, no camera here.
No, you were whistling, then the Ghostbuster committed suicide, and the Ghostbuster committed suicide, and then we got off topic.
So, it's fall 2016, I believe it premieres, don't take this word, this is completely 100% off, but I believe it premieres January 12th or the 14th, somewhere there, 2016, and, you know, the whole main cast is back, David Duchovny, Gillian? I'm going with Gillian. Gillian Anderson, Mitch Pileggi, I don't know. I'm on the third season, so.
Diddly doodly, sorry.
He had an important business call.
A business call.
It was a conference call.
That's so cool. I forgot to do that, so I replied.
What?
I replied like over my phone, so I built in text.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, nice. Thank you, Apple.
Oh, yeah, I have the iPhone 8S. You cannot see it right now.
It's a flip phone.
Yeah, basically.
He lost his main iPhone, so yeah. You know. Rip. Irresponsible John.
What's
yep. going on? Just text messages.
From you know, his lawyer.
We got important legal business to take care of.
It's my mom.
Trust Murdoch and Nelson.
Yeah, okay, so tell me to talk to the main topic today. Halloween.
Yes, friends, Halloween is coming up, so you've got to find the best, and I mean only the best.
Oh, is this an ad?
No, movies. I'm not going to talk about movies. Halloween movies to watch. And when I say Halloween movies, I don't...
I'm waiting for that Summerween.
I don't just mean the Halloween movies, even though there are some. I mean, Halloween 3 is worth your time.
H2O? It's the weirdest name ever.
What?
Look at Halloween H2O. It was the reboot from 2002.
I
watched it on AMC Fear Fest.
Did it have Michael Myers in it?
Yeah.
Is Michael Myers like a mermaid or something? I would pay to see that.
It's the weirdest title. I've watched it on
IHOP. Does it have anything to do with water?
No, I don't think
so. My God.
It's really weird.
They needed a creative name. But anyway, Halloween 3 is worth your time. It's a good horror slash crime movie, I guess you could call it that. Irish people doing crazy rituals, always a fun time. Also, personally, my favorite horror franchise, favorite movie, I have my favorite horror franchise, Friday the 13th, Part 4. I like it more than Jason X, which is saying a lot, because I love Jason X. It's a bad...
In a campy way, not an actual film?
No, it's one of those things where it's so bad it's good. Like Howard the Duck in Space Jam.
Bill Murray's so great. It's Ted Knight. Or no, is it Ted Knight? No, not Ted Knight. Oh my God. Wayne Brady?
It might have been. But all I know is...
Guys in Jurassic Park, is it Wayne Brady or Wayne Knight? It's Wayne Knight, that's what it is.
So Halloween...
Ted Knight's from Caddyshack. I don't know why I said that.
Also, if I can make a recommendation to you guys, you've probably never heard of it. I was telling Andrew about it. He thinks it's horrible. Silent Rage. If I could describe it to you, it would be Michael Myers versus the world's toughest man. So, a serial killer comes back from the dead to exact revenge against a cop who, coincidentally...
So, like, Chucky?
Sort of. Except he's, like, a full-grown man.
Alright.
Who is played... This cop is played by Chuck Norris. So, the whole thing comes down to, like, a roundhouse fight where they're just roundhouse kicking each other in the face.
See, Chuck Norris annoys me, so I couldn't see myself watching that.
But he's not like the stereotypical tough guy thing. He's a cop. Not even like a cool cop. He's just a cop. His partner is overweight.
Kind of like John McClane in the first Die Hard.
Yeah, his partner is overweight. They get into trouble at bars. Chuck Norris beats everyone up.
Sometimes I blank on. I completely switch on names. Like for Wayne Knight, or Ted Knight, or for one time I said for Corey Feldman, Corey Stahl for Ant-Man and House of Cards.
Yeah.
The Strain.
Darren Cross.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, there's also one of the movies. I like the first Scream. The rest of them are not worth your time.
I like Scream 4. Second one, okay.
I personally like Scream 3 just because of all the funny stuff. Like, I don't know if you noticed, Carrie Fisher made a cameo.
Yes.
Jay and Silent Bob made a cameo.
Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. Watch Cobble Men. Midnight's on AMC.
I don't have an opinion on this topic.
You
don't watch no horror.
Yeah.
Which sucks because Halloween is coming up. You should get into it.
I know.
I mean, I don't personally.
John's gonna sit in the corner for a second. Well, what a big boy.
I mean, personally.
Could I just make a reference?
What do you want?
You could go to the Gravity Falls Horror Channel. remember?
I remember.
Oh, wait. Guy from Terror Street.
That claymation episode, like, weird.
Oh my God, with the stop motion Cyclops.
That was a weird episode. It's probably like the
creature. Then when it ends. The creature with unreasonable amount of heads.
Yeah, because it was.
Help my mom. He's a werewolf.
Anyway, back to horror movies.
I don't know
what your opinion is on the Halloween remakes. Not Halloween H2O. I don't feel like talking about that. That sounds really bad.
It's not a remake. It's like a weird sequel thing.
The
one by Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Oh, those were bad.
They weren't bad. They were scary.
They made a what?
I found them scary. Those actually scared me.
They made Michael Myers be this little brat who mommy didn't hug him enough because he became a psychopath.
Well, yeah, I like the updated costume. Like, in the second movie, he gets, like, an orange prison jumpsuit and the mask. I like that. That's a cool design.
I personally hate them, but, you know, so. I know my favorite Halloween movies. Let's talk about some of our favorite Halloween movies, or horror movies to watch on Halloween.
Friday the 13th, Part 4.
See, I never seen that one.
Watch it. It's worth your time. That was also the period of time in the Friday the 13th. 13th history where they're like, you know what? Screw the censorship. We're gonna have a sex scene. We're gonna do whatever we want in that scene.
Can you give a little synopsis of it?
The movie?
Yeah.
So,
we're now one man down. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Rip John. You'll be missed.
Yeah, well, he's a really big of a horror fan, so.
So where we left off, I was gonna give you a synopsis of Friday the 13th Part 4, and what's so great about it is, I mean... Biased aside, I'm super biased towards Friday the 13th movies. They're my fave.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes clearly does not agree.
Rotten Tomatoes hates all my favorite movies. Silent Rage did not deserve such a harsh grading.
What does it have?
30-something.
Oh.
But, anyway, what makes Friday the 13th Part 4 so great is that it doesn't take place in Camp Crystal Lake. Like, usually it's always like, oh, look, Camp
Jason X.
What?
For Jason X.
But usually all the movies are like, hey, look, Camp Counselors, stabby, stabby.
Like Camp Bacon. With the arrowhead.
You saw that?
That's great, yeah.
I mean, that killer must be flexible. Like, before he's got her hand over him while shoving it directly through his neck. Like, she stuck her arm out and put it around his mouth and then shoved it through his neck. Like, that's pretty flexible.
Did you take your hand on my TV?
Yes, I did. But anyway, it's like, the plot is a group of kids are moving in, or like, renting out a house in the countryside for some fun. The things that happen in every single movie. But this is the one where they stop doing the censors, and then they just continue to not do the censors throughout the whole rest of the movies. This movie includes...
Well, the first one didn't have censors, right?
What?
The first one didn't have censors either.
There were no censors, but it was, like, really dark and you couldn't see anything.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I think they filmed All Natural Night, or was that Halloween? I think it might have been Halloween.
That same thing happened in Halloween, but that also happened in the first one, Friday the 13th. So anyway, part four introduces Tommy Jarvis, who is Jason's arch nemesis, who is a 10-year-old nerd who makes monster masks, and he was able to pull off, like, a cunning plot to...
Is that what the things from you're talking about, or the novelty masks?
Silver Shamrock Masks is a pun from Halloween 3. I'm not going to explain why the masks are significant, because some of my friends are going to watch that, but masks are very, very important, and not to spoil anything, the movie will blow your mind.
Some Death Star being blown up.
Yeah, so... But yeah, the kid makes monster masks, and he somehow has a cunning plot to kill Jason for real, and it works. Like, Jason is dead and buried, so... Because then they were like, alright, we've beaten this franchise to the ground, let's not do any more. Well, clearly they were wrong, because now we have Jason goes to hell, Jason goes to space... Freddy vs. Jason. Jason Takes Manhattan, the 2009 remake, and now another movie, which hopefully will be better than the 2009 remake.
Do you know if this is supposed to be a remake, or is it a sequel to the 2009 remake, or...
I think they're doing what the new Halloween is doing. It's going to be connected to the originals.
Because
they're making the new Halloween that's going to be connected to the John Carpenter ones.
Kind of like, what is a movie that just came out? Like, the Jurassic World. It's a sequel, but also a new story.
Yeah.
A sequel reboot.
Yeah. Also, super excited. This will officially be the 13th Friday the 13th movie, since if you count 10 movies, Freddy vs. Jason and the remake, that's 10. That's 12. I mean, and they're coming out with a new one recently, so 13.
Wait, does Jason X count on the timeline?
Yeah. Uh-huh. All of them count on the timeline, even though...
I thought Jason X was in my different people.
No. Well, I think they're all made by the same people, even though everyone likes to forget that Jason Goes to Hell ever happened.
I haven't seen that, so is that really bad?
He possesses people. Like, he becomes a ghost, and he possesses people. He's only in hell for, like, 2 minutes of the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's stupid. I can't see him fight Satan.
Satan would probably end up killing him.
Yeah, he's Satan.
Yeah. Also...
Also the South Park Satan, but, you know.
Yeah. Personally, on the topic of Friday the 13th, I'm going to say something that my co-friend does not agree with.
Co-host.
That my co-host does not agree with at all. On Kickstarter, a company known as Gun Media.
Bad name.
I know, but...
Speaking of nerddead.com, also a bad name, check us out.
Gun Media. A company member of Gun Media named Randy Greenback is currently working on a project on Kickstarter. Friday the 13th, the video game. It's a multiplayer game where it's like a five, it might be six or seven, six, I'm going to say seven for now, 7v1 fight, six counselors and Jason. And the whole thing is, as Jason, you do what you want. You can shove people's face into spikes, you can drown them, you can stalk them for numerous periods of time before shanking them repeatedly.
So it's like a Garry's Mod, like it's like prop hunt, so you're pretty much defensive.
Except the props fight back, and there's actually a good chance that the props can kill you. Because, like, the counselors...
Well, the problem with that, I think they can't make Jason too OP, but they can't make him...
Well, they're not going to make him too OP. I mean, Randy Greenback gave... Because someone said, like, Jason's going to be super OP in this game. And I think his exact words were that it takes imagination, creativity, and a little bit of teamwork in order for you to stop Jason.
So, like, can you do, like, combos? Like, maybe, like, you...
Well, yeah, like, a bunch of people could, like, all rush Jason and want to start, like, clubbing him. That would kill him.
Yeah, because he's a machete. He can just hack all of them and...
Well, yeah, but you've got to keep in mind that Jason is a very bulky guy, so if he's got to take, like, a slow swing at that. He's not, super speed.
That's true.
You're, like, super speed Jason.
Is it just random counts, like, or can you design your own characters, or is it keep both from the Friday 13th history?
I don't think it's characters from the history, but what is pretty cool about it is you cannot choose,
I think you could design your own counter, that'd be pretty cool.
I think you could customize your own character, but if you don't want to, you can actually play as what they call the counselor archetypes, which means, like, the cheerleader, the jock, the nerd, the rebel, the girl next door, stuff like that.
I think it'd be better if they could have famous villains in it. So, like, Michael Myers, Freddy. You could power up to play as Ash.
Well, yeah, you know what I like? They haven't told me what it is, but Tommy Jarvis. Tommy Jarvis, as I just mentioned, he is in the special features section. Like, I think as soon as you get the game, he's in the tutorial, and he teaches you how to play, both as Jason and the counselor.
That's pretty cool.
And apparently, depending on how good your score is, you can get, like, special features. Like, you can get, like, artwork from the game. You can get,
like Arkham Knight?
Yeah, or you can get, like, alternate costumes. Get alternate costumes for Jason. Like, you can get the Roy suit, where he's got the purple jacket and, like, the blue marks.
Well, I would even... different weapons, you get Freddy's claw or like Freddy's outfit too.
That would be a cool thing.
Kind of like Smash Bros. The same character but different costumes.
Yeah, I mean, and apparently, Freddy
wants to be more faster.
They haven't released any details, but they said that if you get enough things, Tommy Jarvis will give you a special surprise, which might be like an alternate costume or something. You know what I'm hoping for? I'm hoping for a DLC pack with either Jason X or Mrs. Voorhees. That would be pretty fun.
I'd be cool though, yeah.
The only problem with that is that Jason X would be too overpowered, because he is, like, literally made of stuff that's stronger than adamantium. And Mrs. Voorhees would be too underpowered.
That's true. They could do, like, complete, like, stealth. I mean, you mentioned she'd be really, like, flexible. If they could do complete stealth with her.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would, I mean, like, if you had to do Miss Warriors, you'd probably have to do, like, a complete weapons drop. Like, your best option is to hide.
Have you seen the first Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
The reboot?
I've seen parts of it. I caught a couple minutes of it when it was on TV, but I was like, wait a minute, this is a reboot.
Isn't, like, Jason's mother, like, alive, and then, like, Jason was murdered or something like that?
All I know is that Jason is in the reboot, making it not an official reboot of the first Friday the 13th.
And he comes back, and he's, like, trying to kill his mother. Like, I saw a trailer for it, like when I was, like, young. Like, I was, like,
If you want to call it a reboot...
I came to, like, 9, so I was 6.
I mean, if you want to call it a remake...
I'm 14, by the way.
If you want to call it a remake, it's technically a remake of Part 3, because that's when he gets the hockey mask and stuff.
But his mother wasn't alive in Part 3, was she?
His mother died in the first one.
Yeah,
the whole slow motion fight scene.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, I didn't understand it. I was 9, so, okay, 6 years ago, so. Interesting. That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't understand it at all. I wasn't a fan of the series when that came out 6 years ago. Do you want to count down some of your favorite Halloween films to watch? Or
sure.
Horror movie films to watch during Halloween?
Sure. Number one. Doesn't matter any of them. One of the Friday the 13th movies. Most preferably, either the first one, the fourth one.
Question. Is 4, like, good, or is 4 just, like, a guilty pleasure of yours?
4 is good. Like, I was able to physically defeat someone who said that the second one was better than the fourth one.
Who?
It's actually hard to explain. A friend of mine does, horror movie shows. Like, he shows horror movies. He works with like, drive-in theaters, and they play horror movies. He was doing a show with, like, the first Friday the 13th movie, the second movie, and the fourth movie, because they didn't have a print of the third one. And they were playing, we were able to play Camp Crystal Lake games. Like my friend played a counselor, and we had games, like Beanbag Race and stuff like that.
That's cool.
My favorite game was a tug-of-war match. On one side was people who thought that the second movie was the best, and on the other side was the people who thought that the fourth movie was the best. And we crushed them. I was on the four side.
How many people more were on the fourth side?
It was an even amount, like 12 on each side.
I don't know.
And you know what was cool?
What?
Apparently, my friend had told me that there would be special guest stars there. So, during the tug-of-war match, part two Jason, with, like, the burlap sack and the overalls, he came over to help that team, and then Hockey Mask Jason came over to help our team. So it was, like, each side had a guy...
Was, like, someone dressed up with the natural actors?
No, each side had, like, guys dressed as Jason pulling with them. And at the end, our team won.
That's nice.
So I was able to physically, not mentally, debate that it was the best.
Was it, like, best out of three, or was it, like...
It was a one-time thing. But, so yeah, if I had to pick any movie, it would be Part 1, Part 4, or Jason X. That's my guilty pleasure one. It's like a funny, campy thing.
Any other films you'd like to watch during Halloween?
That might be my dad.
Okay. Well, we're going to, obviously, Evil Dead films overall. So
yeah, I love the Evil Dead ones. I also love Halloween 3. Silent Rage, give it a try. It's not as bad as Rotten Tomatoes says.
This has been The Rebel Base.
Goodbye.
Listen to the first episode. Like, subscribe on iTunes. Bye. Yep.